Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. All right, it's time for your WTF. But before we get to WTF, we're actually going to hear from the sponsor of your WTF, Katie Smith from Smith Indoor Garden. Hi, Katie. How are you?
Good, Brock. How are you?
I'm doing great. All right, we're going to have some crazy story, probably from Florida, coming up here in just a little bit. But first, obviously, we want to talk about Smith Indoor Garden and what you guys are offering right now. For everyone who doesn't know, what exactly do you guys provide at Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford?
So we carry all of your grow supplies that you would need for your indoor and outdoor garden.
So if someone is new to growing or been growing for a long time and everything in between, you have them covered from the very beginning to the end and harvest.
Yes, we carry everything from pots to soil to nutrients, everything except the seeds and the end product.
Beautiful. With right now and everything going on with COVID-19 and the stay home, stay safe, people may be wondering, well, how can I get all the supplies that I need from my favorite place, Smith Indoor Garden? What are you guys offering right now?
Currently, we are going to work on a limited basis. We're going to be on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 to 3 on curbside only. We're asking you just a call when you get to the parking lot. We'll take your order. We'll get it all together for you. We'll get the payment taken care of, and we'll get your stuff out to you. You don't need to come in the store. You don't really even need to get out of your car.
So even with all this craziness going on, people are still able to get all the supplies that they need then?
Correct. We are able to put you through our drive-through warehouse. You can drive through, grab your stuff, and be on your merry way. If 9 to 3 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays don't work for you, you can call us. We will make an appointment with you, and you can stop in at a more convenient time. We do understand that not everybody's life does revolve around 9 to 3.
Perfect. So if anybody's got any questions or they're ready to make an order, just hit you up. What's the number?
It is 269-621-2496. And one more thing, Brock, because of the fact that everybody's locked up and it is 420 all month long, we are offering 15% off everything store-wide, excluding soil.
Perfect. All right. That's Katie Smith from Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford, still serving you, making sure that all of your growing needs are met. And again, go see them. They're going to get you taken care of. Katie, thank you so much.
Thank you, Brock. Have a great day. Stay safe.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
And, of course, as always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden?
Your best buds in the biz.
Your best buds. There you go. Are you playing video games right now? What are you doing? What are you doing?
No, I'm just chilling.
Are you playing with your cat?
Cat's passed out. It's asleep. The cat was full blown at 6. Now it's passed out for the next 13 hours, probably.
He's running around, did all his stuff, and then asleep for the rest of the day. That's the life right there.
You know what I was thinking? You know, listening to that interview, it's awesome what they're doing, man. The curbside service, you don't have to get out of your car. Remember us talking like a year ago? I was in Florida, and they have those drive-through like convenience stores, gas stations. They fill you up. They give you the beer, the cigs, whatever you know, whatever you need at the gas station. You just drive. Let's start one of those now.
Yeah,
it's the perfect time to do it.
Do you have a gas station?
No.
Okay, so that's the start right there. We got to get one of those.
You got to get a gas station first.
I don't know if I have the funds right now to get a gas station, but hey, put a pin in it. We'll put a pin in it. We'll talk about this later. We'll talk about our game plan later. This is actually a story from right out of here in Michigan. For almost two decades, Cascade Township in Michigan, which is on the outskirts of Grand Rapids, they have had a serial flasher. This guy would expose himself on people's porches or in front of businesses, knock on the window, then just start going to town on himself like some creep. Well, somehow, over the last two decades, cops have never been able to catch him. He's been a slippery little flasher.
He's like Batman. He's like a nude Batman.
A nude, horrible Batman. Until he finally slipped up. In the past few months, he's been targeting one woman in particular. She had security cameras, which helped the cops get his license plate. Last week, they finally arrested 54-year-old Stephen Pastor. He confessed to all the flashings that have been going down since 2003.
Wow.
He started when he was in his mid-30s with this craziness, man. He's been charged with indecent exposure as a sexually delinquent person, which I feel is something you would get. And if he's convicted, he'll be in prison until it's determined he's no longer a threat, which could mean the rest of his life.
Wow. Life in prison. Yeah. You have 35 accounts of flashing.
Look, I'm going to be honest here. Okay. I understand the joy of showing my junk off, but I do it only to my wife, okay? Mm-hmm. Because it is consensual and she gets a kick out of it, but that's the only person. I'm not just going around to random people, you know, because that's not... That's not good.
Kick out of it is the best way to phrase it. But all right.
she gets a laugh, and I'm like, hey, don't laugh. But again, that's just one person, okay? And we're married, so it's your significant other. Like, flash them all you want, okay? Mm. If you got someone in your life that you love, give them a little flash, show them what's up, but not to random
fan
people.
Fan them off for a little bit.
You know, yeah, exactly. Do the helicopter. It's fine. In closed doors, behind the curtains, okay? But don't just be out there. Has there ever been a point in your life where you're like, yeah, this seems like a good idea. I'm just going to show my junk off.
You know what? Life is scary enough right now. We don't need some random wieners being, you know, flashed around. It's. What are you guys thinking? Come on.
I just don't. And for two decades, this guy's been doing it. And they haven't been. Like, how elusive do you have to be? The first thing I'm going to look for is a guy in a trench coat. Like, that's the first suspect right there. If you're wearing a trench coat, there's a good chance you're a pervert and you're flashing people.
He's either going to flash you or he's Blade, one of the two, if he's wearing a trench coat.
Or he has some knockoff watches on the inside of that jacket that he will open up and say, you guys want some watches?
He's either auditioning for the upcoming Matrix movie or he's Blade. Selling watches, or are you going to see a junk? You're going to see a wiener.
That's the only, or he's an old timey cowboy, and he's been rustling cattle. I mean, there's only a few things that can be done, but more than likely, at some point in time, you're going to see his junk, and we don't want that.
Vampire Slayer? No. Are you like Neo? Neo? No.
Do you have watches under there? No. Watches? You're going to show me your junk, aren't you? You son of a bitch. I am not buying that.